We're doing Iyov up to what's called the 22nd chapter, and Eliphaz is going to speak up. Iyov had just refuted everything Tzofar said. He said, don't tell me the wicked suffer. Those are the exception. Most wicked really enjoy life. You can't tell me I'm supposed to recognize that God runs the world because wicked people suffer. Not true. And you'll tell me their sons suffer. They don't care. They don't see it. In their lifetime, things are good, and they're not worried about things going bad. They're happy at their success, and they get honor wherever they go. Don't tell me that that's a sign that God is running the world. Plus, what's called the 22nd chapter, Pasuk Aleph. Vayan Eliphaz ha-Temani vayomar. So Eliphaz, from the south, he responded and said, Hal el yiskon gaver. Does a person really think that he will be able to be more righteous than God? Yiskon is success, pleasure. Liskon is to derive benefit. Do you really think that you will succeed and be victorious in your argument? Do you think you will benefit in your argument against God? Why do you think God will bother answering you? Will you gain if you are victorious in this argument? No. Right? Your sole benefit is that you think I've won, right? Halekel yiskon gather. Do you give any benefit to God? Ki yiskon aleimo maskil. The only benefit is in your intellect. Ki yiskon, for the benefit is aleimo over this argument, maskil, in your thoughts. There's no benefit if you win this argument. Halekel yiskon gather. Do you benefit from God? Does man benefit from God when he wins the argument? You won. Great. You've made all these arguments. Do you get anything out of it? Ki yiskon aleimo maskil. The only benefit is in your thoughts. You think you've won. And being that it makes no difference in this world whether you think you've won or not, God is not going to bother talking to you. God has no reason to intervene. So you have questions. So you have claims. So what? Hachefetz leshadai ki titzdak. Do you think God wants you to be righteous? Do you think God gains from the fact that you're a righteous person? Ve'im be'etza ki tatem derechecha. You think you're paying God money because you go in a whole path? You're a whole person? Your pathway in life is whole, is complete? Hachevetz leshakai. Do you think God wants, do you think He needs ki titzdak, that you be a righteous person? Ve'im becha, do you think you're giving any money, any payment to God ki tatim, from the word tamim, derachecha, when you make your path whole? Are you really doing God a favor? Ha miyiratcha yochichecha. Do you think that God is scared of you? Hamiyiratcha, from fear of you, lest you say, oh, I'll be wicked. Yochichecha, you think because of that, God is going to come down and argue with you? Yavo imecha bamishpat. You think He's going to come down and actually fight it out with you? What does He care? You're standing here wagging your finger at heavens, so to speak, saying, God, what have I done wrong? Answer me. Why? What does God care? So you're upset. Why do you really think God is moved by the fact that you think He's unfair? So you think God is unfair. So you claim I've led such a righteous life. Good for you. Have you been doing God a favor? Hallo, ra'atecha rabba. I'll tell you what, Iyov. Eliphaz tells him, God has no reason to talk to you. And just because you're upset, well, that's not a reason that God should answer you. But I'll answer you. Because God is right. And you deserve the suffering you're getting. Halo'atcha rabba. The things you've done wrong are great. You were a leader. You were a giant. You were a philanthropist. But that only means that people looked at you with a more scrutinous eye. And so whenever you did something minuscule that was wrong, many people learned from you. And because you were so great, so every slight thing that you did wrong has great weight because it affects many, many, many people. And so there's no limit to your sins. Ve'ein keitz la'avonotecha. There's no limit to your sins because much of the world was relying on you. You were the tzaddik in our times. And so you question your suffering. You deserved it, Eov. Ki tachbol achecha chinam. If a person dared disrespect you, if a person dared speak up against you while you were in power, so then you'd punish him. You'd take his garment. And in truth, you took it as collateral that he'd behave. He didn't take a loan from you. Ki tachbol achecha. You take your brother's garment as collateral when you've deemed him acting improper, you've deemed him worthy of punishment. Chinam, you took it for nothing. He didn't take a loan from you that you have a right to take collateral. Uvigdei arumim tafshit. And sometimes when you had to punish someone, you took their clothing and they had no other clothing. And you said, well, they will learn their lesson. Lomayim ayef tashkeh. You didn't give water to someone who was thirsting. Umeyraev timnalachem. And you withheld your bread from people who were hungry. Because if you put someone in jail, you were the governor, Eov. You were in charge, right? So sometimes you put people in jail. And they were hungry and thirsty. You didn't give them enough to eat and drink. What is Eliphaz doing? He's taking Eov and saying, you know, in your position of leadership, you had responsibility. And in fulfilling that responsibility, you had to punish people. Part of the punishments sometimes went too far. Notice he's not giving specific examples. Eov kept saying, I was perfect. I did my best. Who's right in this argument? Eov. God said he's whole. The book began. We already know. God is on Eov's side in this regard. His friends keep telling him, you've done things wrong. We know behind the scenes. We know that in heaven God said, look at how perfect Eov is. So his friends' claims, as strong as they seem, the second they start finding fault in Eov, that's not part of the true answer. And that's part of the makeup of this book, that the book is purposely built in a way that you know the answer already. You know that their claims are invalid in this regard. Ve'ish zeroa lo ha'aretz. You were cruel to the poor. You were ruthless in your judgments against the poor. Ve'ish zeroa. But when it came to someone who had might, he was not impoverished, you didn't stand up to him. You had the power then to stand up to all kinds of gangsters, but you didn't. Ve'ish zeroa, a man of arm. a man who was a gangster, lo ha'aretz, he had free reign over your territory. Unsufanim yeshev ba. And someone who was wealthy and admired, people treated him with respect, he could do whatever he pleased in your territory. You never stood up to him, but, oh, you knew how to punish the poor. Almanot shilacht arekam. But when a widow would come to you, you didn't have pity over her. You sent her out with nothing. Uzrot yitomim yiduka. And you took everything from the orphans. You took their strength. You chased away their mothers. You left them penniless. Who could the orphans turn to? You were the governor. Alkein sevivotecha pachim. And God is paying you back for all of this. That's why all around you, you have traps. People are ready to pounce on you. Viva helcha pachat pitom. And you're scared consistently of who may be lurking in the shadows because you've made enemies in your life. O choshech lo tireh veshifat mayim tichaseka. You're worried when it's dark and you don't know where the traps are hiding. Or when there's a lot of water on the ground and you don't know what traps have been spread all around you, you can't see in the puddles. So Eliphaz is saying, Eov, you set up these enemies against you. Now you're all confused. You don't know how to watch yourself because everyone's trying to bring you down. Well, you set yourself up for this. Halo Eloa Gova Shamahim. You keep saying you're righteous. In spite of everything you've done, you say, I don't deserve this suffering. Because you think that God is way up in heaven. U'ei Rosh Kochavim Kiramu. And you think that if the stars are so high, so then God is even higher. You look up at the stars and you say, God is above the stars. So he doesn't know what's going on. So you say to yourself, what does God know what's going on down here? I could claim I'm righteous. He doesn't know the difference. Havad arafel yishpot. Can he see beyond the fog that surrounds him? Avim seter lo velo yireh. He's covered with clouds. He can't see what's going on down here. Vechug shamayim yithalach. Vechug, and the circle, chug, like chog, like chag, they all mean circle. Vechug shamayim yithalach, and God is busy going around the orbit of the heavens. Ha'orach olam tishmor. Okay, we'll pick up over here, Bezrat Hashem, Pasuk Tet Vav. We'll pick up next time. So in a nutshell, what's Eliphaz telling him? He began by saying, what does God have to argue with you for? So what if you think you're righteous? God doesn't care. So you think you're righteous and you think it isn't fair and God doesn't care that you're upset at him. He's not about to answer you. But I will answer you. You've done limitless bad. There's no end to your sins. You've been so tough with the poor, and you haven't stood up to the gangsters. When widows came to you, you've left them to starve. You've left them, they left your court with nothing. You took from the orphans. And that's why all around you, you have enemies waiting to pounce on you. And that's why you're so scared. You've allowed yourself to make these claims like you're so pious because you think God doesn't know what's going on down here. You figure God is way up above the stars. God is surrounded by clouds. He doesn't know what's going on down here on earth below. So that's why you allow yourself to claim you're so pious. But Eov, you're not so pious. You had a position of leadership, you misused it, you were not perfect in your ways, and even if your imperfections were slight, their effects were major, and so you have major sins, and you deserve everything you're getting. That's what we've seen so far in Eliphaz's claims. We said that Eliphaz cannot be right, because the book begins with God's declaration that Eov is perfect. I don't know. There might, you know, it's like any politician, you could say he didn't help this one, he didn't help that one, look at what happened here, look what happened there. At the second a person has a position of leadership, so there's room to claim, look at what he did wrong.
He also says that